Welcome back to Cardinal Catch. Once again, this is your host, Luke Wilhelm. Welcome back to another episode of Cardinal Catch. On today's episode, I'm able to sit down with three members of the NIC softball team, specifically head coach Don Williams, who's entering her 22nd season, a 157-39 record in the last 3 years, Maddie Mott, a sophomore pitcher, NWAC Player of the Year last year out of Gladstone, Oregon, and Ashlyn Nguyen, a sophomore infielder, first team All-Region last season out of Chubbuck, Idaho. Before we get to the softball team, let me update you on what's been happening in NIC sports recently. Obviously, the men's basketball team captured their second straight NWAC championship with a 104-73 victory over Walla Walla, completing a 3-0 sweep over the Warriors this season. That game took place on Sunday, and the NIC Cardinals defended their title from last season. The NIC women's basketball team didn't make it as far. They lost in the first round of the NWAC tournament against Umpqua Community College. They lost by 6, 68-62 to end their season. Update on softball. They headed down to Florida in early March. They did win their first game against the Czech Republic national team 5-1. They would win one of the next five playing highly ranked schools down in Florida. Looking ahead for them though, this Friday, the 22nd, they will host Columbia Basin College at 2 o'clock p.m. On Sunday, at 12 o'clock p.m., they will host Wenatchee Valley. For updates on their scheduling, make sure to check out the NIC Athletics page. Now let's hear from the NIC softball team as they are prepping to defend their 2018 NWAC title and are looking ahead to a successful 2019 season.
Thank you.
So you guys just got back from Florida. I'd like to talk about a little bit about that. It's become kind of an annual tradition to go down there for some preseason games. You guys obviously got to play against the Czech Republic national team. What were you guys' thoughts on how those games went and how important is that for team bonding?
Well, that trip's super important to us. It gives us an opportunity to get out early and see what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are. Gives us an opportunity to spend a lot of time together, and so that's good for team bonding. It was great to get out there and play some tough competition. We opened up with the Czech Republic national team. They're vying for a bid for the 2020 Olympics, and we were able to take a game from them and beat them 5-1. And so that was an impressive start to our season. Great competition, international play, and it was a lot of fun too. So, then we dropped our next game. Lake Sumner. The game was just a little fast for us in that game. You know, I think they had some speed. They beat us in small ball, but still was a good experience. And then to be able to go up and play Seminole State, they were ranked in the top 10 for the NJC2A. We played two competitive games against them, and I think we got better that day as well. So, finished up with a couple games on Sunday, and it was just a great trip. So very beneficial to the girls.
As players, how do you guys, how much do you enjoy that trip, being able to bond with maybe like the freshmen, people that you don't really know? How does that really help the team?
I mean, Florida is one of like the biggest trips of the year for us. It's where like I've had some of my best memories there. And it does really give us a chance to see how the freshmen are interacting with us, and we can really just interact with them at the theme parks when we went to Universal and Disney World, and outside of softball get to know each other better. But seeing the competition down there really showed us some of our weaknesses, which we're using that in our facility to get better at those.
So last season, looking back, you guys went 50-3, best record in school history. What did you guys take from that year and put it towards your off-season work, or how do you guys stay focused after such a high season last year?
Something I would say that we've done really well as is we've increased our amount of training, we've increased our days in the weight room, and we've kept the same mindset that we know that last year that was an impeccable record and that we obviously strive for that again, but we're just preparing ourselves for the competition that we're going to face this year.
So obviously you didn't have much adversity. Who do you look for to step up and really take take those leadership roles when that adversity hits this season?
Well, I think obviously that falls on our sophomore shoulders. You know, Maddie and Ashlyn are a big part of that, and we've got a great sophomore class that I think have good heads on their shoulders, and they're great leaders, and so I expect them to step up and deal with adversity, and it's not a matter of if we're going to have it, but when we're going to have it. And we have some great freshmen that are coming in and contributing and focusing on the process and doing the hard work that we need to get better. So I feel like we're in a good place for that.
So some adversity you could say is the weather right now. How do you guys, like with your first game just constantly being pushed back, how do you keep the same level-headedness, not getting too anxious, not getting slacking while you're in practice, just wanting that first game to come? How do you stay level-headed and consistent with your practice?
Well, like Don always says, we just have to control our controllables. Weather's not a controllable, so we just can't really worry about it, and we don't put too much focus on it. So we just come to practice every day, focusing on how we can get better, pitchers, catchers, everyone, just how we can contribute to the team that day.
So you two are both sophomores. You guys obviously had last season. You know how to win. What's the ingredients for this year's team? What do you guys need to do? Maybe you could just look at your positional groups specifically and look at what you guys need to improve, but collectively as a team, what do you guys need to do to put it together this season and repeat as champions?
I think first off is the sophomore class needs to remember that this is a new team, so we have to help develop the freshmen, and the freshmen have bought in. They're putting in the work. Personally, the infield's been working really hard on angles and short hops and making sure we don't get beat by the ball, laying out, all of that. And then on top of that, hitting-wise, we've put in countless hours in the cages. We've been working on our weaknesses and trying to make them strengths. And I think that as long as we stick to our plans and games, that we're going to have a positive outcome. And if we don't, we keep our heads up and we get it the next time.
What are you seeing from the pitching group so far?
From the pitching staff, the freshmen have really been stepping up. Florida showed them what they can get better at, as well as what I can get better at. And we've been challenging each other. We go head-to-head some days and see who throws the better pitch, who can spin it better. Just getting some game-like competition against each other to make each other better.
Yeah, and I think the key is, our freshman pitching staff is going to have to contribute in order for us to be successful. I think that we can't rely on Maddie to throw every inning for us. We need to keep her fresh and keep her ready for the end of the season. And so we're going to need our freshman pitchers to step up, get the job done. We have a freshman shortstop in Sarah Williams. I mean, she needs to have a great year for us. And we've got some freshmen in the lineup offensively that need to come in and produce. So really our freshmen need to come in and contribute, and our sophomores need to keep building on what they did last year. And everyone just needs to do their job.
So you mentioned freshman shortstop Williams. For people that are going to watch softball this year and don't really have familiarity with the freshmen, could you guys just list some players who you think will have an impact on this year's team?
Another one I would say is freshman infielder Grace Shimatsu from Boise, Idaho. She's a left-handed hitter. She's fast on the bases, and she has a really good glove. She's a phenomenal second baseman. And then also I would say Bree Hecker from Spokane. She's an infielder and an outfielder and has an amazing bat. Those are two for sure I would keep an eye out for.
For the pitcher specifically, I would say Grace Ferris from Portland, Oregon, spins the ball very well and can locate it very well, keep hitters off balance. And then almost called her Candace, but Andrea Hoy from Vancouver, Washington. She spins the ball very well and gives us a lot of ground balls, which our defense eats up very well.
So last one, what are your guys' maybe personal or collectively as a team goals this season, other than winning the NWAC championship? What are you guys looking to do this season?
The pitching staff is just working on getting ahead, throwing a lot of first pitch strikes so we can work ahead in the count to make the batters dictate to us, and so we just control the speed of the game. And then the offense just attacking early and often, busting the game open early, so we take control.
As a coach, what are you? How do you manage those expectations this season?
Well, we got to do it one day at a time. We've got to focus on our preparation every week, and then we've got to play it one pitch at a time. I think if you get ahead of yourself and you put more emphasis on winning, I think it, you focus more on outcomes, it kind of slips away from you. So I think you keep it simple, you keep it process-oriented, you keep it one pitch at a time, win the pitch, win the inning, and you win more innings than the other team, you win the game. And I think that we've got to keep it simple and keep it small.
Let's see the schedule real quick. So you guys are playing Walla Walla.
We're playing Columbia Basin on Friday, the 22nd.
Okay.
And then we're going to play Wenatchee Valley Sunday, the 24th. And then we'll play Walla Walla on the 25th and Big Ben on the 27th.
Okay. Is that updated on the NIC Athletics page?
I think they did update
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. That'll wrap it up for the discussion. Make sure you guys, now that the weather's starting to get nicer, they'll actually have their first home game this Friday against Columbia Basin College, starting at 2 p.m. at Post Falls High School. Hopefully the weather cooperates
as best as
it can. So make sure you guys go out and support. Only eight home games this season, so make sure we make them as good as we can. All right, I appreciate you guys, Maddie, Ashlyn, and Coach. Thank you guys for joining me today. And good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Once again, I want to thank you guys for listening to Cardinal Catch. If you haven't already, go and subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. With that in mind, this is again your host, Luke Wilhelm, and we will catch you next time.